Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Janelle Mastin. I am from the Kansas City area. And our church is an old church in that the building was built in about 1930, very, very traditional looking. And part of what I do as an artist there is facilitate art within the church that the hope is to move beyond decoration and to allowing art to be the same sort of worship that music is, allowing art to be the same sort of teaching and storytelling that the spoken word is. And so in our church, we have all of those things kind of coming together for the service and allowing the participant to be sort of immersed in a lot of what sparks the different senses. So, you know, our music and our teaching, as well as just visually the space, it looks different. We try to create art, large art installations within the front of the sanctuary that very much are a conceptual tie-in with the sermon series. So we do a sermon series, say, on what it means to be a neighbor, and it could be a four-week sermon series, and we would create these large houses out of foam core and have them up in front of the church. And there are ways to kind of illuminate the scripture as well as the sermon topics and the teaching with very, very different kinds of art that allow different sorts of learners to be, you know, sort of absorbed in that theme. So sometimes these things are very, very simple, and we do something just on a, you know, a wood altar that we have in the front, and the simplicity of it is what is surprising to people as they come in, and what strikes them when the sermon sort of hits on a particular point that piece of art is making. It all of a sudden clicks and things kind of come together. Other times we can take up the entire front of the church with large, you know, foam core forms that we kind of cut into shapes, or landscapes, or the entire three camel and many, many more caravan of kind of light from behind, and let the shadows make them very large on the walls. And one thing that's interesting about kind of how we do art in our church is that there is that element of mystery and of surprise, and often that's lost, I feel, in some churches where you come in and it's the same, and art is seen as decoration. We're hoping that people get kind of immersed in sort of, or they're wondering what it's going to be like when they walk into church. And that kind of surprise and mystery, and it allows people to not come in complacent or come in as this is sort of the routine that I do all the time. It is. There's the safeness of our space and certain things that don't change. But when they come in for the first Sunday of Advent, they know something is going to be different, and there's an anticipation there. I think the anticipation of learning and the anticipation of worship is definitely something that seems lost a little in many churches where we've lost the excitement of coming and learning from God. And I think in our instance, visual art really helps us do that in some small ways, and in some really large ways. And people have walked in and just been stopped, just not necessarily from like, oh, this is, look how gorgeous it is, but more just stopped and their imagination really sparked. And that's I think our greatest hope is that the imagination that God gives us is sparked when we have something that's new or surprising and that we can really look into and delve into. And that's some of the hope that we create with the art that we do and what we try to do a little of here at Holden.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.